qui parle.
How many?
My translation is wrong.
A lot of people are celebrating.
有很多人在庆祝那个新年。
Now, like every new year, this new year will bring with it its own challenges.
就像每个新年，这新年会带来它的挑战。
New experiences.
新的经历。
And also some very new problems.
也会带来一些新的问题。
But you know, a problem can always be turned into an opportunity, can't it?
但是你们知道说那个一个问题可以成为一个机会。
And I'm really looking forward to this year.
我真的盼望仰望这一年。
I've been saying that for 88 years, so I think this is going to be the best year.
我已经说了88年，我想今年会最好的一年。
And I hope that it will be also a year of great blessing in your lives.
我也希望这一年也是充满祝福的一年。
And I want to lay a question before you today as we start.
我想给大家一个问题。
It's a question that I hope you will begin to ask yourself every single day of this new year.
我想这个问题让你们每一天都会问自己。
And it's a question that comes from the reading of this chapter that we have just read.
这个问题是从我们刚刚读的经文。
The Apostle Peter asked that question.
使徒彼得问这个问题。
In this chapter, he talks about that we are coming into the end times.
在这一章，彼得谈到那个我们已经进入那个末世。
And he teaches us on that subject, and we'll be talking about that a little bit
later. 他也教导我们有关末世的。
And he says, in the light of living in the end times,
他说既然我们是活在末世，
what kind of people should we be?
你们为人该当如何？
What does God expect from my life during this coming year?
在这一年，神对我生命的期望是什么？
Will I be the same person that I was last year?
我是不是还是跟去年一样的一个人？
Or will I be a different person?
或者是说我会是一个焕然一新的一个人？
In the last verse of this chapter that we read, he said he wants Christians to grow in the grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior.
我们刚刚读的最后一节十八节说他想基督徒在耶稣基督的恩典的知识上有长进。
So in order to help us how to grow,
为了帮助我们知道说如何成长，
we need to ask ourselves, do I want to be different?
我们必须问我们自己，我是想要有不一样呢？
Do I want to remain the same that I was before?
还是说我想像以前一样？
But what kind of a person should I really be?
但是我应该成为什么样的一个人呢？
That's what we want to talk about today.
所以我们今天要讨论的就是这件事情。
Now the Apostle Peter, when he wrote this letter, he was in prison.
使徒彼得他写这封信的时候，他正在监狱里。
He was in Rome.
他在罗马。
He had already written a letter to these people before.
他也曾经写过一本书信给这些人。
And in his first letter, he had written about persecution that was coming from outside the church.
他第一封书信他写有关那个从教会以外而来的那个逼迫。
And he had warned Christians that some bad days are coming, so they need to be prepared for that.
他也警告那些基督徒那个困难日子即将来到。
In fact, he had said that Satan, like a lion, is coming around trying to harm people.
他警告他们说，那个撒旦像狮子一样吼叫。要吞灭他们。
So he wanted them to stand firm.
所以他要他们能够坚固。
Now in the second letter, he changes it a little bit.
在第二封书信，他改变了一些。
He said there's not only an enemy that's coming from the outside of the church, but you have even enemies inside the church.
他说不仅是外来的敌人，我在教会以内也有敌人。
That people who are pretending to be Christians are not Christians.
所以有一些装成基督徒，但并不是基督徒。
And that they can deceive other believers.
他们要欺骗其他的信徒。
So in the first chapter of 2 Peter, he talks about our lives.
在彼得后书的第一章，他谈到我们的生命。
He says, "I want our Christian lives to be fruitful."
他说他想要我们的基督生活是充满的果子。
And we want not just to talk with our mouths about being Christians, but we want to demonstrate through our lives that we are really changed people.
所以我们不仅是用口里说我们是基督徒，我们也要用我们的生命来显示我们是基督徒。
You know, it's easy to pretend to be Christians when you're among other Christians.
在基督徒当中扮成一个基督徒是很容易的。
But when you're in the world,
但是你在世界上
that's a different story.
是另外一回事。
And sometimes you cannot tell a Christian is a Christian when he's in the world because he's like everybody else.
所以很多时候你在世界上看不出来一个人是个基督徒，因为他跟别人都一样。
Jesus had said,You know, you can always tell a good tree by the good fruit he bears.
耶稣说你可以认出一个好树，因为它结的果子是好的。
And the same thing is true with a believer.
同样的，对一个信徒来讲，这也是一样的道理。
If a Christian does not bear good fruit, you wonder whether he's really a Christian.
一个基督徒若没有结好果子，你会怀疑他是不是个基督徒。
So he talks about being fruitful Christians.
所以他谈到说要当一个结果子的基督徒。
And he says the only way that you can become a fruitful Christian is if the Word of God plays an important role in your life.
他说你唯独有神的话在你的生命当中，你才可以结果子。
So how important is the word of God in your life?
所以神的话在你生命当中有多重要呢？
So Peter challenges those believers to whom he is writing that they need to be fruitful Christians who are placing an important role into the scriptures.
所以彼得激励那些基督徒要重视神的话，来过一个有结果子的生活。
Now in the second chapter of this letter,
在这书信的第二章。
He goes back to the Old Testament.
他回到那个旧约。
And he says, you know, Satan has had a strategy to hurt Christians.
撒旦有计谋要伤害基督徒。
And that is the principle of deception that he's using.
他主要是用欺骗谎言。
He wants to deceive people.
他要欺骗人。
And he has done this ever since the Garden of Eden.
他自从伊甸园的时候就开始就欺骗人。
When God deceived Adam and Eve to do something that was contrary to the word of God.
当撒旦欺骗了那个亚当和夏娃，做一些违反神的话语的。
And that even in the last days there'll be people coming even from within the church who are trying to teach things that are wrong.
在末的时候，从教会里头会有一些错误的教导。要欺骗人。
I'm not sure whether some of you remember what happened in 1994.
我不知道在座的记不记得1994年发生的什么事情。
There was a very famous radio teacher here in the Bay Area.
有一个在湾区里面有一个有很有名的那个圣经教导。
A man who really knew the scriptures.
那个人对圣经蛮熟悉的。
But one day he came up with a teaching that was totally.Unscriptural.
但是有一天，他有一个提倡了一个教导是跟圣经不符合圣经的。
And many people were deceived.
很多人就被欺骗了。
He was teaching that he knew when Jesus would return.
他是教导说他知道说耶稣什么时候会再来。
In fact, he wrote a book.
他还甚至写了一本书。
We must be careful not to say just because it's in a book, it must be true.
我们要小心，并不是说。写成一本书就是真的。
A lot of stuff that's written in books is totally fabricated. It's a lie.
很多写在书上里面的都是捏造的。
But this man wrote a book, and the title of the book was 1994 question mark.
这个人他写了一本那本书，题名叫1994年问号。
He says, "I know when Jesus is returning to Earth."
他说我知道耶稣什么时候回到这个世地球。
In 1994.
1994年。
He says, "I also know the month."
他说我也知道是哪一个月。
It's the month of September.
是九月。
And then he said, "I don't know the day."
他说我不知道是哪一天。
Besides, I'm not supposed to know the day because the Bible says nobody knows the day.
我不应该知道是哪一天，因为那圣经说没有人知道是哪一天。
But it's in September.
但是是在九月。
I was at that time at another CCIC church.
那个时候我在另外一个基督徒会堂。
A young engineer.
有一个年轻的工程师。
He was following this radio teacher.
他跟随着这个收音机的那个教导。
And he was convinced that what he was saying was the truth.
他被说服了，那个老师所讲的是真的。
So he resigned his job.
所以他辞去了工作。
Cashed in all of his savings.
把钱都抽出来。
And he traveled to I don't know how many countries in all over the world.
去了世界各地。
He carried with him tracts.
他带着单张。
And he shared the gospel.
他传扬福音。
What a tremendous motivation!
那个动机是很好的。
But he used up all of his savings to do this.
他用的全部的积蓄来这么做。
Because he said Jesus is coming back in September.
因为他说那个耶稣在九月就要回来。
And I want to do everything that I can to share the gospel with as many people as I can.
我要尽我所能的把福音传给更最多的人。
Wonderful motivation.
很好的动机。
But he was deceived.
但是他被欺骗了。
You can imagine the shock.
你可以想象他的惊讶。
When September 1994 came and went, and Jesus had not come back.
九月一九九四年来了又过了，耶稣还没回来。
Well, later the man said, "Oh, I've made a mistake."
后来那个人说我错了。
Maybe it's next year.
说不定是明年。
Well, he is no longer alive.
那个人已经不在这个世上了。
And I don't know what happened.
我也不知道发生了什么。
But anyway, that's just an illustration of how deception can come even from within the church.
所以那是一个欺骗可以从教会里面出来的一个例子。
So in the second chapter, he says one of the signs of the end times is the danger of the church being deceived.
所以他说第二章他告诉我们说那个末世的一个危险就是被使徒被门徒被欺骗。
And the best protection against deception is this book.
被欺骗的可以被保护的最好的是用圣经。
If you know this book,
如果你对圣经熟悉，
that will protect you from being deceived.
它保护你不被欺骗。
So measure everything that you hear by is it in accordance with the Bible?
所以你把所听的要根据圣经来衡量。
So we need to constantly know and study the Word of God.
所以我们必须不断的来读圣经。
And if you have never read through the Bible,
如果你没读过圣经的话。
You know, it might be a wonderful year to say, this year I'm going to read through the whole Bible, beginning from the beginning and all the way through.
所以今年可能是很好的一年，能够让你开始读，从头读到尾。
That's a wonderful challenge.
这是很好的一个挑战。
My wife and I have been doing that for many years.
我跟我太太已经这么做了很多年。
And even in this year, we're already in the book of Leviticus.
我们今年已经读到那个利未书。
But read the Bible because...It's the Bible that will protect you.
所以读圣经，因为圣经才能够保护你。
Now we come to chapter 3.
那我们来到第三章。
We have just read that together.
我们刚才一起读了。
And Peter writes, he says, I'm writing the second letter to you just to remind you of some things so that you will not forget them.
彼得告诉他们，我写这本书信是要提醒你有关一些事情，这样子你才不会忘了。
And he says, I want you to do some wholesome thinking.
他告诉他们说要激发他们诚实的心。
You know, as Christians, we need to think.
当基督徒，我们必须思考。
Thinking doesn't hurt you.
你思考事情并不对你没有伤害。
Thinking is not a sickness.
思考并不是一个病。
Because we all sometimes are afraid to think.
我们有时候会怕去思考。
So Peter says, I want you to think, and I want you to remember what has been written beforehand, even in the Old Testament.
所以彼得告诉他们说，我要你们去思考， 也回想以前所发生的事情，甚至在旧约里面的事情。
He said, because there are people that are living in this world now who are scoffing at the idea that Jesus ever will return to this world.
现今的世界有很多人对那个主再来讥笑。
He said, this is nothing new.
他告诉他们这并不是新鲜的。
People who deny God, they also scoff at the idea that God has anything to do with this world.
不承认有神的人，他们都对神掌权有会讥笑。
And if you talk to people today who are not believers, they say, "What is this teaching about the second coming of Jesus?"
若你跟不信主的人讨论有关主再来的事情，他们会说这是什么回事
？He said, "Where is this coming he promised?"
他们会问说他什么？他说他会再来，证据在哪儿
？Everything will go on as it is.
一切都如旧。
But they don't know that God has declared in His Word that He will come back.
但是他们不知道说神在他的话语当中宣告主会再来。
And then he says, you know, they did this in the past also.
他们会说他们以前也这么说。
You remember in the Old Testament?
在旧约里面，不晓得你们记不记得。
Tells us how God created the heavens and the earth.
神创造世界。
And God placed man into this world.
神也创造人，在这个。
People very soon turned against God and became sinful.
但是人很快的就违背神，犯了罪。
And because God is a holy God, He hates sin.
因为神是个圣洁的神，所以他恨恶恶。
And so He said, "I'm going to destroy the people."
所以他说我要消灭这些人。
There's only one family that was saved.
只有一家被拯救。
You remember Noah?
记得挪亚吗
？Noah, God says, "I'm going to save you because you're a righteous person."
他说挪亚，我要拯救你，因为你是义人。
But He told him then to build a ship.
他叫挪亚要造一个方舟。
Remember that big ark that he built?
要记得他所造的方舟吗
？Now, I'm not sure how much help he had, but it took him a long time to build that ark.
我不知道他有多少得到了多少的帮助，但是他花了很多的时间。
Probably over 100 years.
超过一百年。
Well, Noah lived to about 900 years, so 100 years wasn't that long for him.
所以挪亚他活到900岁，所以一百年并不是那么长的时间。
But you know, the Bible also tells us that Noah used that time not just to build the ship, but also to warn the other people that there would be a flood coming.
但是圣经告诉我们，挪亚不只是用那个时间来盖方舟，他也用那个时间来警告周围的人说有洪灾要来。
And you know the Bible calls Noah a preacher of righteousness.
圣经称那个挪亚为公义的传道者。
And for 120 years, God patiently gave people an opportunity to repent.
所以120年那么久，神给那些人悔改的机会。
But they didn't listen to him.
但是就是他们没有听劝。
They probably laughed at him for building an ark.
他们讥笑挪亚，因为他在盖方舟。
So this is nothing new.
这并不是什么新鲜的事。
And yet the flood came. God kept His promise, whatever He had said He would do.
神守信用，他说会洪水会来，就洪水就来了。
So He says, "Now I'm going to tell you about the end times."
所以我现在要告诉你有关末世。
Now you have to remember that Peter was just a fisherman.
你们要记得说，彼得只是个渔夫。
He had had very little formal education.
他没有上过什么高阶的教育。
Probably never finished high school.
说不定还没完成中学。
He had not certainly never been to university.
当然他也没上过大学。
And he had never attended seminary.
他也没上过神学院。
Where did he get his ideas?
他的这些想法是从哪儿来的
？He got it from two good sources.
他从有两个来源。
The first source was the Old Testament.
第一个来源就是旧约。
And the second source, the best of all, was he had spent 3 years with Jesus.
第二个来源最好的来源就是他跟着耶稣。
You to spend 5 minutes listening to Jesus is far more important than all the education that we can get here.
你能够花五分钟跟耶稣在一起，比任何的教育更好。
And Peter had spent 3 years with Jesus.
彼得跟随耶稣三年。
And he had heard what Jesus said.
他听了耶稣所说的话。
Jesus had said again and again, he said, heaven and earth will pass away, but my word will never pass away.
他听了耶稣重复的说，天和地会废去，但是我话语不会废去。
So Peter makes his teaching about the end times very simple so that everybody can understand it.
所以彼得对那个末世的教导是非常简单的。
And he mentions three things.
他提了三件事情。
The first thing he says, the day of the Lord will come.
他第一件事情提的是主的日子会来。
Jesus will come.
耶稣会再来。
No question about it.
没什么疑问的。
The second thing he says, we are now living in a day of grace.
第二件事情是说我们现在活在一个恩典的时代。
Every day that you live is because of God's great grace.
我们每天能够活着是因为神的恩典。
And the third thing he says,
第三件事情。
In the end times, God will destroy this heaven and this earth with fire.
在末世，神会用火来消化这个天地。
And God will create a new heaven and a new earth.
然后神会创造新天新地。
Those are his three points about the end times.
这是他有关末世的三件事情。
Very simple.
很简单。
Now, the first thing he said, the day of the Lord will come.
第一件事情是主的日子会来。
Now you've got many theologians who have written some big books about the end times.
很多神学家写了很厚的书本有关末世的。
And some of them agree with each other, and many don't agree with each other.
他们有些会同意他们的说法，有些也不同意。
And they've got many different theories that they've advanced in those books.
在书上里面有提倡了各种的理论。
Peter doesn't talk about any of those.
彼得并没有谈
起这些。He just simply says the day of the Lord will come.
他简单的就说那个主的日子会来。
And on that we can all agree.
这一点我们大家都可以同意。
Yes, Jesus is going to come back.
是的，耶稣会回来。
In fact, the scriptures tell us that his feet will stand on the Mount of Olives.
那圣经告诉我们，耶稣的脚会踏在那个橄榄树上，橄榄山上。
By Jerusalem, the Mount of Olives, where Jesus ascended into heaven, that's where he will return.
所以橄榄山上是耶稣升天的地方，也是他会重新来的地方。
He will come back.
他会回来。
The day of the Lord God's judgment will come.
主的日子，主的审判会来。
And so Peter says, there, let there be no question about this.
这是没有疑问的。
Because when God comes back, things will change.
所以神回来的时候，那事情一定会改变的。
People are asking today and saying, where is this Jesus that's supposed to come back? We don't see him.
现在的人会问说，你们说这个会回来的耶稣在哪里呢？
But God's word says he will come back, and you, no matter whether you believe it or not, this will take place.
所以但神的话告诉我们说，主会再来。
See, in the past, people have been trying to move God out of their lives.
很多时候人要想把 神从他们生命里面拔出来。
God was not relevant in their lives.
神在他们生命当中并没有关系。
And Peter says, just because he has not come yet, it's a sign of God's great patience with us.
彼得告诉我们，他还没有来的，表示说他对我们的耐心。
Because God is infinitely patient.
神是有长久的忍耐。
But he will always keep his promise.
他永远是信实的，会守言。
There's never been a promise that God has made that he has not kept.
神的应许都会应验的。
And one of the greatest promises that God made,
神所做的应许，最大的应许是
was his promise to the people he had chosen.
就是对他的选民所做的应许。
The people of Israel.
以色列民,
because of their rebellion and rejection of Jesus.
因为他们 叛逆，拒绝耶稣。
They were scattered all over the world.
他们被散布在各世界各地。
But God says, I will again gather them from every country and every place and bring them back to the land that I promised to give to them.
但是神应许说他会把他们从各地召聚在呢他们他应许他们的地。
And 70 years ago, Israel was declared to be a nation again.
70年前，以色列被宣告成是一个国家。
And even today, there are people streaming back again to Israel.
所以，甚至于今天，有很多人要回去以色列。
For over 2,000 years, they had been scattered, and now God has brought them back because He had promised.
有2000多年，他们被散布在各地，但现在。神都召聚他们在以色列。
Now the second thing that Peter says is that the reason that God is waiting is because we're now living in a day of grace.
第二点，彼得说为什么神在等的原因是因为我们活在一个恩典的时代。
Until Jesus returns, we are living in a time of God's grace.
在耶稣回来之前，我们活在一个恩典的时代。
Now why do I say that?
我为什么这么说?
Because God is not willing that anyone should perish or go to hell.
因为神不愿意人沉沦。
He wants as many people as possible to be in heaven with him, to share eternity.
他想能够尽量更多的人能够得救。
And what Peter is saying here is that God is delaying his return so that many more people might come to believe in him.
神延迟回来，因为他要更多的人能够得救。
He wants no one to perish, but he wants to gather in more people.
他不想有一人沉沦，能更多的人得救。
And here he says, you have to remember that God's patience really means salvation for more people.
他说神长久忍耐是得救的缘由。
So God is waiting.
所以神在等候。
He's patiently.
耐心的等候。
And he's giving us the opportunity to help more people come to know him.
他也给我们机会能够帮助更多的人能够认识他。
You know, I'm so glad that God is a God that is patient.
我很高兴说神是一个很有耐心的神。
When I left China in 1950,
我1950年离开中国。
After missionaries had been in China for about 100 years,
那个时候宣教士在中国已经有100年。
They counted the number of Chinese believers at about 700,000.
他们数算那个中国的信徒总共有差不多有。
700,000 people had come to know Jesus Christ during those 100 years. 700,000.
有700,000的那个信徒。
That was 70 years ago.
这是70年以前。
How many Christians are there in China today?
今天中国的信徒基督徒有多少呢？
Nobody knows.
没有人知道确定的数目。
I was once in China and I asked that question.
我有一次在中国，我问了这个问题。
And they said to me, "Oh, you shouldn't ask us Chinese. You must ask the Americans."
他说你不要问我们中国人，要问美国人。
Because they said the Americans have answers for everything.
所以他说美国人每个问题都有答案。
Well, that was 开玩笑。
That was a joke.
But anyway, today the number is probably between 100 and 150 million.
所以今天那个数目差不多是1到1.5亿。
Aren't you glad that Jesus has waited at least 70 years?
你开不开心？耶稣等了至少70年。
Because that meant salvation for over 100 million people from China.
因为意味着有1亿的人能够得救。
You know, I think there are going to be more Chinese in heaven than from any other country.
我猜那个从中国来的基督徒在的基督徒会比别的国家更多。
And maybe in heaven, when you get to heaven, you'll all speak Putonghua.
So, 所以你们去天堂的时候，大家都会说普通话。
I don't know, but that's God's grace.
我不知道，但是这是神的恩典。
And so God is waiting.
所以神在等候。
Why?
为什么呢
？So that more people can come to know Him.
这样能够更多的人能够认识他。
More people can get to heaven.
更多的人能够进天堂。
But He's also waiting for another reason.
他等候的有另外一个原因。
He's waiting for the reason that He wants Christians to be witnesses.Of him to tell others about Jesus.
在等候，因为他要基督徒做他的见证。
2,000 years ago, Jesus gave the disciples the command to go into all the world and preach the gospel.
2,000 年前，耶稣跟他的门徒说：“你要到世界各地传遍福音。”
And the gospel has spread.
福音被传遍了。
But there are still people here today that need Christ.
但是现今还有人需要耶稣基督。
I have members in my family who are not Christians.
我有亲戚还没有信主。
You have family members who are not Christians.
你也有亲戚没有信主。
I have neighbors who are not Christians.
我有不是基督徒的邻居。
You have neighbors that are not Christians.
你也有不是基督徒的邻居。
You work with people that are not Christian.
你跟非基督徒工作。
And God has given to us a specific responsibility to share the gospel with them.
神给我们传福音的一个责任。
How glad we are that God will use us this year.
我很开心说神如何今年能如何使用我。
A new challenge, a new opportunity to share Christ with others.
有一个机会能够分享耶稣基督。
So the day of the Lord will come.
主的日子会来。
Now we're living in a day of grace.
我们现在活在一个恩典的时代。
And the third thing Peter says, God will make a new heaven and a new earth.
彼得说的第三件事情说神会造新天新地。
And he will call it the home of righteousness.
他会称这个地方为义之居。
Now you say, what's going to happen to this world here?
你可能会问说那现今的世界会怎么样呢？
Well, you look at this chapter that we have just read, 4 times it mentions that this world will be destroyed by fire.
你看，回去看我们刚刚读的经文，有四个地方提到说这个世界会被火消化。
That is not global warming he's talking about.
这不是全球暖化。
This is fire.
这是火。
The whole earth will be consumed.
整个地球会被消化。
You go back to the Old Testament.
你回到旧约的时代。
The prophet Isaiah.
以赛亚。
The prophet Zephaniah.
西番雅先知。
They are all talking about the same thing.
他们所谈的是同样的事情。
And here Peter says, under the direction of the Holy Spirit, the heavens and the earth will be destroyed by fire.
所以这因为圣灵的感动，他。说那个天跟地会被火消化。
And God will create a new heaven and a new earth.
然后神会创造新天跟新地。
Peter doesn't give us many details.
彼得并没有给我们很多的细节。
But he says it's in that new heaven, new earth where Jesus will be the ruler.
但是他告诉我们那个在那个新天新地，耶稣是掌权的。
And all of us who have been made righteous because of him.We will also rule with him.
我们这些因耶稣因信而称义的人，也会跟他一起作王。
That is Peter's eschatology or Peter's theology of the end times.
这是彼得的末世论。
Now, after he has given the teaching, Peter is very good. He says, "What does?" Differences that make in our lives.
所以彼得告诉我们，教导了我们这一些。他问我们这个问题，说这跟我们的生命有什么关系
？See, the word of God is not given to us primarily to increase our knowledge.
神的话给我们，主要并不是让我们增加我们的知识。
It's given to us so you can change our lives.
这主的话给神的话给我们，是为了改变我们的。
So Peter says, "I've taught you about the last days."
彼得说：“我已经教你有关末世的事情。”
Now, what difference should that make in your lives?
这个对你们生命应该有什么的影响。
So he comes back to that question I said earlier.
所以我们回到我们刚开始所提的问题。
In the light of the sake of Christ's return to this world, what kind of people should we be?
既然知道说神会 主耶稣会再来，我们为人该如何呢？
We know that the day of God is of the Lord is coming.
我们知道说主的日子。
We know we're living in a day of grace.
我们知道说我们活在一个恩典的时代。
We know this whole world will be changed. God will make a new heaven and new earth.
我们知道说整个世界会改变，神会创造新天新地。
What influence does that have on your life?
这对于我们生命的影响有是什么呢？
Will we be the same as we've always been?
我们是不是依然如旧？
Or will this do something new in our hearts?
虽然我们心里面有一些新的东西。
And Peter answers that question also.
彼得回答这个问题。
He says here in verse 11, he says, you need to live holy, godly lives as you look forward to the day of the Lord and speed its coming.
十一节告诉我，彼得告诉我们说，我们为人该当圣洁、敬虔，切切仰望神的日子来到。
That is what your life should become.
你的生命是应该这么样子的。
Three things.
有三件事情
：godly lives，
敬虔的生活
；holy lives，
圣洁的生活
；and people that are ready，
做一个准备好的人。
Why should we be godly？
我们为什么要敬虔呢
？If God really matters in our lives， then He must be the central focal point for everything that we do。
神若对我们是很重要的，那他必须是我们生活。
And if I want to be godly, I need to say, if whatever I do, I'm doing it because I'm considering it from God's perspective. I must keep Him in the focus.
若我想过一个敬虔的生活，必须做一些事情都是从神的角度来看。
He has to be an integral part of my life and my thinking every single day.
他必须是我生活我的思绪的。
I want to live a godly life that keeps Him in that center of my life.
我想过一个以神为中心的一个敬虔生活。
So many people want God to be God, but don't let Him interfere with my life.
很多人想让神啊，你就当神，但是不要管我。
Because I want to do what I want to do.
因为我想做我想做的事。
Yes, I'll come to church on Sundays.
我礼拜天会来教会。
But the other days of the week, I can live as I want to live.
那其他的日子我任意而行。
But see, that is not a godly life.
但是那并不是个敬虔的生活。
A godly life is one that has God at the very center of all of my thinking.
一个敬虔的生活是以神为中心的生活。
And God says, I want you to be godly.
神告诉我们，我想要你们做敬虔的人。
If you believe certain things, you must act like you believe them.
你相信一些事情，你必须活得像那些事情一样。
The second thing he says to them,
他告诉他们的第二件事情。
I want you to be holy.
我要你们圣洁。
God is holy.
神是圣洁的。
We sang that a little while ago.
我们刚刚也唱了那个诗歌。
God is holy.
神是圣洁的。
And if we really love God, we want to become like Him.
若我们真的爱神的话，我们会想要像神。
And Peter makes it very clear that we need to live holy lives.
Peter 很清楚地告诉我们，我们需要过一个圣洁的生活。
Because this world is that we are living in is a sinful world.
因为我们所居住的这个世界是个充满邪恶的世界。
And so God is going to create a new world.
所以神要创造新天新地。
The home of righteousness.
创造一个义之居。
So I need to live a holy, righteous life.
So 必须过一个圣洁公义的生活。
Because if I'm headed for the home of righteousness, I don't want to go there as an unholy person.
因为我若我是迈向义之居的地方
，It does not match.
我必须是个有过一个圣洁的生活。
And God says, I am holy, and I want you to be holy.
神说我是圣洁的神，我也要圣洁。
How do I know whether I'm holy?
我怎么知道说我是圣洁的呢？
You know, Jesus gave us a great example.
耶稣给我们很好的例子。
In Hebrews, the first chapter,
在希伯来书第一章
verse 9, it says,
第九节
You have loved righteousness and hated iniquity.
你喜爱公义，恨恶罪恶。
A holy person is one who loves righteousness.
一个圣洁的人是一个喜爱公义的人。
But he hates sin, whatever form it has.
恨恶罪恶的人。
Are there some sins that we like?
我们是不是有一些我们比较喜欢的罪？
Are there some sins that I compromise with?
是不是有一些罪我会妥协？
That's not holy.
这并不圣洁。
Holiness is a pure love for God's righteousness and holiness and a hatred in our lives against any form of sin.
圣洁是纯粹的喜爱公义，恨恶罪恶。
So we need to be godly, we need to be holy.
So we 需要敬虔，需要圣洁。
And the last thing he says, I want you to be ready.
最后一点，他要说我要你们准备好。
Looking forward to the day in speed it's coming.
切切仰望主的日子再来。
We're living in the days of where we expect the Lord to come back.
我们现在住在主会再来的世代。
Am I ready for that?
我是不是准备好了？
I've been at the bedside of people when they are dying.
我在即将要过世的人的床边。
I remember sitting by a man just before he died.
我记得坐在一个即将过世的人的旁边。
And I said to him, "Are you ready to go?"
我就问他，你是不是准备好了？
He said yes.
他说是的。
He said, "I'm at peace with God, and I'm at peace with all men."
所以他说，我心里对神对人都有平安。
A wonderful way to go.
是过离世的很好的方式。
I sat at the bedside of a woman who was dying.
我坐在一个即将过世的一个妇女。
She was from one of our CCIC churches.
她是我们基督徒会堂的一个姐妹。
I asked her the same question.
我问她同样的一个问题。
Are you afraid to die?
你是不是怕死亡？
She said yes.
她说是。
She said, you know, I said, will you go to heaven when you die?
我问她你死了会不会去天堂？
She said, I don't know.
她说我不知道。
She said, I've come to CCIC all my life.
她说我一生都来基督徒会堂。
I try to be a good wife.
我试着做一个好太太。
A good mother.
好母亲。
Good neighbor.
好邻居。
I said, are you afraid to die?
我说你是不是怕死亡？
She said yes.
她说是。
She was not ready.
她并没有准备好。
I wonder how many of you can say, I am ready to die anytime.
我不知道在座的你们有多少人已经准备好说我可以死。
Because I know Jesus has saved me.
因为我知道说耶稣已经拯救了我。
Jesus has given me eternal life.
耶稣基督已经给我永生。
I'm ready to go whenever he calls me.
我随时可以走。
You know there are Christians that don't want to fly in an airplane.
你知不知道有一些基督徒不愿意坐飞机？
Why?
为什么？
They're afraid it'll crash and they'll die.
他们怕那个飞机会坠落，他们会死。
Now it's a lot more likely that you die in a car crash than in a plane crash.
比较有可能说你会死，因为车祸死而不是飞机降落。
But the big question is, are you ready?
但主要的问题是说你准备好了没？
You need to ask yourself that question.
你必须问你自己这个问题。
But the second question is, can you also help others to get ready?
第二个问题是说你能不能帮忙别人准备好？
That's what we need to be.
我们是应该能够这样子。
We need to make sure that people that God brings into our lives who are not ready, that we share the good news with them.
我们必须帮助我们所接触到的人能够准备好。
The day of the Lord will come.
主的日子必来。
He's giving us days and opportunities of grace.
他给我们恩典的日子。
We must make sure that we lead holy and godly lives.
我们要 要保证说我们过一个敬虔跟圣洁的生活。
That we are ready to meet the Savior anytime.
然后我们准备好随时见主。
And that we help others.
然后也帮助别人准备好。
So that's the question for you today.
所以这是今天给你们的问题。
What kind of people should you be?
你为人更该当如何？
When you go home, read this chapter again.
你们回家请重新读这一章。
And ask God to prepare you for this new year that He's laying in front of you.
所以求神帮助你来面对这新的一年。
Lord, we thank you this morning for your word.
主啊，我们感谢你今天早上给我们的话语。
That you have reminded us of important truths.
你提醒了我们有关一些重要的真理。
And Lord, I pray that each man and woman sitting in this room will have heard you speak to their hearts.
我求主帮助每一个在座的弟兄姐妹们都能够听到你的话语。
And Lord, I pray that you will give us a heart that seeks after you.
求主赐给我们一个追求你的心。
In Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen. Amen.